Now it's the most wonderful time of the year for people who like dark beer. Winter and holiday brews are in season now, and they tend to be a little different from the fall and summer beers.
Robin Shepherd is here to talk about what we can expect with these seasonal beers. He's a regional beer writer and columnist for Isthmus Newspaper in Madison. He's also an associate professor in the Department of Life Sciences Communication at UW-Madison. Robin, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So how would you define a winter beer?
Winter beers are, they're kind of luscious in many ways. We often think of them as having more color. If you think of the change of the seasons from summer to fall to winter, so you go through the degradations of darker things. And so when we move from the fall, we see a lot more ambers and the beginnings of the black beers. And then by the time winter rolls around, winter beers are usually very colorful, full-bodied, and often a little warmer, a little higher in alcohol.
I tend to think of wintry beers and what I'm looking for as kind of a comfort food almost. In the summer, you want something crisp and refreshing. Winter, you want, like you say, something fuller bodied, something that feels more filling, whether it really is or not.
Yeah, I kind of think of it as long towards the end of summer, I find myself with a little bit of palate fatigue after I've drank so many, you know, crisp hoppy beers. You know, your palate kind of gets numb to that hoppiness after a while, and you begin to crave something a little different. So long about September, it's really wonderful when the Oktoberfests begin to arrive, because those are nice, easy ways to kind of begin the pursuit of the bigger beers. And then by the time late October, November rolls around, you've kind of ramped yourself up for some big full-bodied coffee stouts, and you're on the cusp of some really wonderful barley wines that are just perfect when the snow starts to fly.
You mentioned the beer gets darker, and it also, you said, gets warmer, which apparently means stronger. I've never heard that term before. That's interesting. But also, is there a correlation here between dark beer and alcohol content?
Well, not really. Color has to do with the malt that's in the beer, okay? And so you don't need to add a lot more malt to get a darker beer. Malt provides the sugars that help us with the alcohol side of the equation. But so really what you do to get a darker beer is you just have a more roasted malt. So when a beer is darker, it just means the malt has been more roasted. It doesn't necessarily mean that we have more malt with more sugar to make it stronger. So it's a misnomer and sometimes unfair to beers to judge them solely on color, so to speak. The color is a rough guide, but it really, you can find dark beers throughout the year. You can find dark beers that are very light. For example, Guinness. You normally think of that as maybe the image of a heavy-bodied beer, right? Not so much. When you think of the alcohol content in Guinness is around 4.2%, Miller Lite is very similar to 4.2%. In fact, MGD, a step up from Miller Lite, has more alcohol than Guinness. So when you think of strength and what we call big beers, Guinness is really a very light, drinkable, sessionable beer, but it gets unfairly labeled as a dark and heavy and threatening because of that big, bold black color and that wonderful ice cream-like head that it has with it.
We're previewing winter beers with Robin Shepherd. And Robin, let's start naming names. I'll throw out maybe a kind of beer that we associate with winter. And maybe you can tell us about some that you look forward to this time of year. So how about the porters out there?
Well, porters are just, they're good any time, to tell you the truth. A porter is a lot like the Guinness. In fact, kind of Guinness took the porter style and Arthur Guinness made it famous with his brewery in Ireland. So Guinness is kind of a slightly bigger brother version of the porter. The porter is a dark, wonderful, it can have some roasted chocolate notes to it. It's a black beer. It may range in alcohol from 4 to 6%. Very drinkable this time of year. I think that's a nice transition beer to begin to think about here in the fall as we ease our way into winter. And as it gets a little colder and you're looking for something a little bit more heavier in the mouth or on the tongue and then maybe a little bit more warmth, you graduate up into the stouts and maybe into the barley wines.
And how about something like a Scotch ale?
Oh, those are wonderful. They often are lumped into a category, what we call winter warmers. And those are beers that have, you know, a little bit more alcoholic warmth to them, but they have that wonderful sweetness to them. Scotch ales, there are kind of different versions of Scotch ales, but generally Scotch ales have a malt forward focus to them. So that means they're going to get some caramel and some biscuit tones. They're really kind of the comfort food of or the comfort type of beer for winter. Their alcohol, it can range from mild to strong, probably anywhere from 4 to 8%, depending upon where you're at on the spectrum of how you define the Scottish ale.
Now, with a few different kinds of beers, I feel like I see the word imperial thrown into the name. Is that a particular thing, or is that just sort of a grandiose statement from the brewer?
Well, this time of year, when you see the words imperial or robust, those tend to catch our eye in the winter season. Imperial is a kind of an American invention to a style. It's like putting an adjective on a word, and it normally means that they have ramped up the recipe, so it's bigger, it's bolder in flavor. Often that comes with some higher alcohol.
And when I think of winter, I think of warm spices. I think of you know, things like cinnamon and flavors like pumpkin. We see some pumpkin ales. How big a role do things like that play when it comes to beer?
Yeah, Veronica, that's a great distinction to make, because winter beers generally, at least for me, I'm looking for that malt, that comfortness of the sweetness side of it. And winter beers are really more of a genre than they are a style. Holiday beers, what you're describing, is really a subset of winter beers. And when you see holiday in the name, it often will mean that they've added some spice, or they've ramped up that spicy side. If you think of a pumpkin beer, which is the early fall version, add a lot more cinnamon, nutmeg. Around Christmas time, you get the holiday ales that might even have peppermint or mints in them. A few years ago, there was a beer that one of the local Madison brew pubs produced that was called Eggnog Sweet Stout. Had a little sprinkling of cinnamon, you know, right across that big frothy white head.
Wow. Well, Robin, before we're done, we make a lot of beer here in Wisconsin. You've tried much of it. For people who want to expand their beer horizons, maybe they're not the aficionados, give us a few brand names as starting points.
Well, in southern Wisconsin, the Great Dane Brew Pubs have, you know, a variety of choices right now. But one of their annuals that comes back here, at least it's the second time they've made it, is Belgian Prairie. And it's made as a Belgian triple, which is a wonderful kind of full-bodied golden type of beer, but it has about 20% of Wollishine wine in it.
Huh.
So it's kind of a compromise in some way. So that's kind of a fun seasonal treat. I also look forward to the barley wines that are beginning. We're just sort of on the early edge of that season. A number of breweries like to kind of coincide the release of their barley wine with the first big snowfall of the year. And those are usually, you know, bigger, bolder, malty beers and fairly strong.
Can you give us a brand name for that one?
Well, the barley wines, Central Waters from Amherst Junction makes a wonderful barley wine. The barley wines from Lakefront are quite exquisite. They even do a few barley wines that are barrel-aged at Lakefront, I believe. The Great Danes have their Old Scratch barley wine that should be out a little past Christmas time. So mainly, if you look for the barley wine, there are a variety of breweries that will make them. They require a little advanced planning because they often take a little longer to age.
And we leave it there. Robin, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, this has been fun.
It's Robin Shepherd, regional beer writer and columnist for Isthmus Newspaper, who is with us to talk about winter and seasonal beers.